The Treasury Salute, starring Richard Conte in A Salute to a Soldier, Private Robert W. Miller. And now, the Treasury salute to Private Robert W. Miller.
A man can't live on memories. He's got to work. He's got to work at something. And if the war has exploded right in his face, then maybe he's got to learn a new job and maybe learn to live all over again. It's not enough to say it takes courage to start from the beginning and build a new world. It takes more. It takes people. A lot of people. This is a true story. The story of Private Bob Miller. Bob Miller was with the 296th Combat Engineers. That meant working under enemy fire, digging out mines and traps, making roads, filling in shell holes, putting up bridges. From Omaha Beach in Normandy, through France into Luxembourg, on to Belgium, and over into Germany. In March 45, the 296th moved on to Düren in Germany to fix up the superhighway, the road to Berlin. Bob was driving his truck along that road.
Hey, Bob, if we keep moving up any further, I bet we run smack through the barrel of a hot 88.
Speaking of hot, Leo, this truck can use a little water.
Yeah, it's beginning to get near boiling.
There's a mud hole over there on the left. I'll pull over and get some water out of it. We can strain it clear through a rag.
Okay. Let me get it, Bob.
Well, that's okay, Leo. I'll get out. It's on my side anyway.
It's a busted up old can, but it looks like it'll do the job. It's one of those...
Yes, it was one of those. One of those cans which the retreating Nazis had fixed up for death, so that if anyone touched it, 2 pounds of dynamite would blow up in his face. And if he did wake up again, it would be in a hospital.
Miller. Miller, are you awake?
What? Oh.
I'm Captain Allen.
I'm sorry, but I can't hear you with my right ear. Could you please come over on the left side?
Sure. I'm Dr. Allen, and you're in my ward. You're in the city of Liège. You know how you got here, don't you?
Yeah. 96th evac. Then Aachen 4 days, and then here on the train.
Do you have any pain? How do you feel?
Lousy.
We're sending you to Paris soon, and they'll fly you back to the States. You'll be there in a week.
My right hand. I know it's crazy to ask again and again. Did it get blown off?
Yes.
My left hand. It feels numb.
We operated on it. It'll heal. But you lost 3 fingers. You have the middle one and the little finger.
And my eyes. How about my eyes, Doc? Am I blind for good?
Yes.
Memory is the link between darkness and the light. The memory of faces and a crowded street. The green of April, wet leaves, fresh earth, and the setting sun. And now new sensations pour in. The clean smell of Valley Forge Hospital in the Pennsylvania countryside. and the reassuring voice of the nurse.
Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Lieutenant Christie.
Know what today is?
I don't know. It's April something. 1945, anyway.
I don't mean that. I mean it's... Well, you're getting up today, Bob.
Out of bed?
Sure. Come on. That's it. Here's your robe. Now, slowly. Here's your slippers.
Boy, I'm dizzy.
Here's a chair. You want to sit down?
No, I better get used to standing up.
How about a walk? Say, around the bed?
Okay. It's like a trip around the world. My world.
Time is long in the dark, with operations and skin grafts for landmarks on the journey back to living and working. But by July, Bob was strong enough to leave the hospital for a visit to his home in Norwalk, Connecticut, where his mother was now living alone.
I guess it's still three steps up, Mom.
Yes, Bob, and about...
Let me see. One, two, three, four to the door, Mom.
That's right. The house is the same, Bob. Yes, that's it. The big chair.
It feels good to be home. You know, when I got off that train, it sounded like home. I could really tell. I could smell the bushes outside, too.
Oh, I'm glad you feel it's home, Bob. You've got good reason to be proud of Nova. I've been saving this news for you.
What news?
It's a gift from the people of Norwalk. They all took part in it, and here's the bank book. It's $7,000.
$7,000?
And something else, Bob, from the men in your old company. 160 of them got together. Here, it's a check for $1,446.
Huh. I guess it takes people, Mom, to make you feel that maybe you're still worth troubling about.
Bob learned how to move about the house without knocking things over, and he walked around the outside of the house without stumbling until he knew every inch of the ground. But beyond that, he did not go. Then, one evening, he had a visitor.
Does Robert Miller live here?
I'm Robert Miller.
Oh. My name is Cy Tavlin. I live here in Norwalk.
How do you do?
May I speak with you for a while?
Well, will you come inside?
Could we sit outside?
If you want to. You can take that rocking chair.
Where?
Right over... Well, isn't it there?
Oh, yes. You see, I'm almost totally blind.
I'm sorry, Mr...
Cy is my name.
I'm sorry, Cy. I didn't know.
I came over to ask you if you'd like to take a walk tonight.
A walk? What I thought...
I know the city by heart. The streets, the roads, the fields. We can walk and talk.
Well, that's very nice of you, but...
I know you'll like it. There's something fresh about the night, about the quiet sounds in the air. It's peaceful. It makes you feel good inside.
I could use some of that. If only it was like that.
You've got to try it to find out, Bob.
Well, okay.
Try it.
Well, okay.
Mom. Hey, Mom.
Yes, Bob?
I'm going for a walk.
The long night walks that followed were a world of peace, and in them Bob Miller began to find new strength. And then one day, Cy asked Bob to come fishing with him in his boat.
Say, Bob, you realize you're one fish up on me now?
Go on, Cy, you must have planted them.
Who ever heard of planting fish? And in Long Island Sound, too.
Just goes to show what I know about fish.
Hey, feel that. Another one, Cy.
That makes eight.
That doesn't get away from me. Holy mackerel, eight.
You can practically go into the fish business right now, Bob.
It's not the fish, Cy. It's only that I can do it. I can do something.
It's hard for us with two eyes and two good hands to understand how simple night walks and little fishing trips can give a man a new faith in himself. But when Bob went back to Valley Forge Hospital in a few weeks, it was with hope and confidence that he could find the way to light up his darkness.
Good morning. How are you, Bob?
Oh, hello, Lieutenant Christie. I'm sure glad you're still on this ward.
Did you have a nice visit home?
It was wonderful, Lieutenant.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it, Bob. You sound good.
I've got to get down to business now. You remember you spoke to me about studying how to read Braille.
Yes, we've got fine teachers here.
Well, when can I start?
Today.
What time?
Now.
Okay, then. Now.
Most blind men learn Braille with 10 fingers. Bob had to do it with 2 fingers. One morning, about a week after he started...
Hello, Lieutenant.
How'd you know it was me, Bob?
Your footsteps.
Good. How's the Braille coming?
It's tough, but it's going along okay.
How about that other business? Did you decide?
Well, I always liked music,
then take
but...
a crack at it, Bob. Just like you went ahead with Braille. Oh, sure, it's tough, but you can do it.
All right. But I warn you, I'm not responsible for any noises that come out of that trumpet.
Bob did learn how to play that trumpet. And not only did he learn how to read Braille, but he also learned how to type. Yes, on an ordinary typewriter. And time and healing went on swiftly. One afternoon at the end of January, Bob was in the recreation room.
Who is it?
Me, Bob. I didn't mean to interrupt you. In fact, I came in to listen.
It's a pretty song, isn't it, Lieutenant? Not the way I play it, though. I remembered it from church when I was a kid. Sit down, won't you?
I guess it'll be okay. This went off beauty. I heard it's pretty definite that you're leaving in a couple of days.
Yes, I'm going to Old Farms Convalescent Hospital at Avon, Connecticut. I get my dog there. And it's pretty near home, too. You know, it's funny. There I was driving a truck for a living, and now I'm going to learn how to raise chickens. Mom has a nice place for it. Can you see me with a head full of feathers feeding the chicks?
Yes, and I can see you with a farm full of chickens, Bob.
If you can ever come up there, I know you don't think so, Lieutenant Christie, but I owe you so darn much. People like Mom and you and Cy Tavlin. Real people that give a man a new kind of eyes. And a fellow feels that it isn't the end of the road. And when a whole town can back you up, then it's light. It's so light I can almost see.
Millions of people are still buying bonds through the payroll savings plan. The payroll savings plan is being continued by your government at the request of both labor and management. Here's the easy way to save, to provide that substantial nest egg for the future and to make money at the same time. For United States savings bonds, pay $4 at maturity, 10 years from now, for every $3 invested today. Enroll on the payroll savings plan and start saving so that you can own your own home, or provide a college education for your children, or have the means to go into business someday. And if you don't work in a plant where the payroll savings plan is in effect, make it a weekly habit to visit your bank or post office. You can always buy United States savings bonds at either place. Buy them and hold them for your own future. The United States Treasury thanks Richard Conte, Mary Shipp, Nelson Case, and the other distinguished artists who appeared on this specially transcribed program. The Treasury Salute was written by Malvin Farmer and directed by Mark Goodson. The music was under the direction of Mark Warno. This is Albert Groby speaking. Remember, buy United States savings bonds and hold them. They are an investment in the future, your country's future, and your future.